Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January 30th, 2026. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. -2 degrees here in Marion. Joined in the studio by Matt Morgan. Matt, tell them about the big Groundhog Day festivities going on in Marion on Monday. The only Groundhog festivities that matter.
Well, this Monday, out back, well, it might be out back depending on what the weather looks like, but either out back or somewhere in the building here, we're going to be having fourth.
Starting at 8:15.
Fourth Groundhog Day, fourth annual Groundhog Day, starting at 8:15. Don't know who the Groundhog is going to be, so that's obviously the surprise. We were, every year, past Groundhogs have been, we had Mary Ellen. We've had Miss Ohio, so you won't want to miss that. Bob Welsh will be coming down from Columbus with his Groundhog Pizza. Under the slices of pizza, there will be slips that say either early spring or, six more weeks of winter. And then Mary Ellen Withrow and Jack Kellogg this year will be there. Mary Ellen will be there to sign the prediction into fact, and then Jack Kellogg will be there, and for the first time, apparently we're going to be having Spam sandwiches.
Now, I don't know how many.
Well, yes.
But it's just Jack is bringing Spam because he hasn't done this for 19 years.
He said, I'm back in business.
And we're bringing him out of retirement, and he's also going to have his historic Groundhog sweatshirt on.
Oh, and I also forgot the Salvation Army canteen truck will be out there. So
even if we are inside, you come in, you can stop by the canteen truck and get a hot chocolate or a coffee.
Yes.
So it's big.
It gets bigger every year.
Well, it's big stuff. And who's the Groundhog? You know that right there. The suit has already arrived, so
we're
excited.
Everybody wants to know who the Groundhog
Warren
is.
Groundhog Harding. Who will it be? You'll know the person, that's all I'm saying.
What if you put Warren G. Harding and Warren G. Groundhog there?
Now, I still don't know from Bob, is it a Groundhog pizza, which we have done in the past, or is it a Spam pizza this year? Because Spam is Groundhog. I don't know if that was ever fully decided. I'm sure the pizza hasn't been cooked yet. 740-383-9944. You know, when Jack Kellogg said, I'll bring the Spam, I thought, does he just have Spam laying around his house, or is he going to go to the grocery before Monday?
I haven't bought. I don't think I've ever bought Spam. Actually, I've definitely had Spam. Spam's okay, but
Spam ain't my thing. I won't be having a Spam sandwich.
But
on
I don't
Monday.
Think Spam's all that expensive.
Oh, it is. I rang up. Oh yes. Oh yes. A can of Spam is something. I mean, it's like $4 or $5.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought they were like $2.50 maybe.
No, it's like $4 or $5.
That's crazy.
But again, guesses as to who the Groundhog might be so far. Jason Schauber was a guess. The mayor was a guess. Pastor Whitaker was a guess. Guess we'll all find out on Monday morning, starting at 8:15, 8:45. The Groundhog will arrive. It's going to be a big thing. 740-383-9944. Do you have a guess as to who the Groundhog is? And I wonder if it's going to be Spam pizza or if it's going to be Groundhog pizza, which I think has been hamburger, right? Sausage, something like that.
Sausage, I think, yeah.
I never taste this stuff because I'm always talking and I never really get a chance to get into it.
I don't eat pizza. That's everybody else, so...
There we go. But you know what? Our Groundhog has a 100% what do you call that? It's been correct 100% of the time.
I don't know what all the predictions have been, but I'd wager to say that's probably not true.
No, it is true.
Look, I honestly think Bob should just stack it and just put six more weeks of winter under all those pieces of pizza. And
well, it was six more weeks of winter last year, I believe.
They're
up on the wall over there.
I was about to say, I guess they are up over there.
Yeah, so there you are. 740-383-9944. Bob's out there listening. Is it going to be Spam pizza or is it going to be Groundhog pizza? Which I guess Spam pizza would be Groundhog pizza.
Yes.
Yeah. And James Anderson will be here, naturalist, to tell us about groundhogs.
Did we ever,
so we learned something.
Did we ever get the history of Groundhog Day? Like, as to why we decided that, oh, yes, we're going to take a groundhog and decide if he sees his shadow or not.
Well, there's something to that, yeah. I think it, I'm sure it started in Pennsylvania, wasn't it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
They certainly know how to do it.
Well, I mean, they play it up.
Gobbler's Knob.
They play it up. They got the whole, they got like suits and everything they wear, and it's a whole thing over there.
It's a whole thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, if you have any guesses, or would like to add anything to the conversation. You know, that is a story I could tell you about the Marion groundhog. Now, not all the history, you know, people fluff it up. They tell the fluffy history of the Marion groundhog. Now, I could tell you some real history of the Marion groundhog.
Well, you should.
No, because then it's kind of, you know, you don't want to step on somebody.
Well, I think it'd just be...
Let's go to the... Well, hold on here. We got a caller. Another guest, Miranda McGinnis.
Miranda?
Yeah, former auditor Miranda McGinnis. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
I call from Groundhog Central.
Yes, yes. Are you excited? Are you just waiting with bated breath?
I am pumping iron. I'm so excited.
So, what do you think about Jack Kellogg returning to his post after 19 years with the Spam?
Well, I think it's an indication of the rate of speed that this Groundhog celebration is picking up and taking over the nation.
Well, I think really here in Marion, that's what has happened. I think this is the place to be, and this is where the real entertainment is. This is like Disney World. You know, the other things are like the zoo. We're like Disney World.
And when the AP starts covering it, it is for the world.
And they did. They did two years ago. They did.
They did.
I'm very excited.
But to answer the burning question, it will not be Spam. It will be part of the mystical spices of sausage that will help bring out the correct prediction that the groundhog will zoom in on.
Now, do you have like an aversion to Spam?
Well, I think every reasonable person does.
Not Jack Kellogg.
Yeah. I don't know what you got against Spam, honestly. Spam's all right.
Coming from somebody who doesn't buy savory Spam, he doesn't know what Spam is.
Oh, I've definitely had Spam. I just don't buy it. My dad used to buy it occasionally.
There you go.
But if somebody were to offer me Spam, like, you know, I could take some Spam.
All right, so you'll be downing a sandwich there at the Groundhog Day.
I probably will.
It's going to be exciting. We got a group of people.
Yeah, I know we've covered the history of Groundhog in the past, but, you know, it is the mystical day, 40 days after Christmas, exactly 40 days after Christmas, where... You know, and it's been an old German fable that they didn't have groundhogs in Germany. That's what kind of woodchuck they had. And that would be able to predict the coming weather. And the Pennsylvania Dutch brought that custom over when they immigrated to the U.S. And we have since picked up on it, and it's become a national holiday.
See, I knew the Germans would have something to do with this.
Germans are interesting kind of people.
You know, and I think we should still get Marietta to petition the government to make the back of the $2 bill the Groundhog, you know, commemoration.
Well, why do you think Groundhog Day, the traditional celebrations, the actual groundhogs being pulled out of holes and so on and so forth, why do you think that's dying off? I mean, I've really seen that heavy in the last 10 years.
Well, I think people becoming just more animal aware through PETA's efforts and just, you know, through, you know, internet education and so forth. I think people are becoming more aware of our woodland creatures and are more accepting of modern groundhog interpretations like we have here at WGH.
Well, it has to be a show. I think people don't quite understand it needs to be a show. That's why I think Pennsylvania still survives, because they wear top hats, they have proclamations, they have, you know, stands of food there, food trucks and all that sort of thing. They actually have a show going on. Ours is all about the show. It has nothing to do with a groundhog. And I think people are, you know, if you don't realize the times are changing, you're going to get left in the back. I mean, it's not all that interesting anymore when everybody's got a camera to see a groundhog. And it doesn't, you don't know if it sees its shadow. I mean, it kind of whispers it to you now. There's not even any scientific, there's no more scientific nature to the real groundhog than what we're doing.
It sounds like you're turning into a meteorologist.
Well, I mean, it used to be, I thought, that the groundhog would come out. And if it did a certain thing, that would see its shadow. If it did another thing, that... Well, I don't even think they do that anymore. I think now it's just, they whisper the prediction. So who comes up with the prediction, really?
Well, that's why our celebration is so much better than the others.
Well, it's actually accurate, 50-50.
Because we have, you know, what they call, you know... full revelation of what's transpiring. You know, you could see everything. You see the groundhog. You see him or her pointing to the selected pizza, which has their prediction underneath. You know, and
well,
so it's there's no barriers to observing what's going on.
No, and we truly don't know what the prediction will be until the groundhog points at it. We don't know.
Correct.
So, but the other people do. They know that morning, or they know the day before based on something, because they will say, well, the groundhog said blah, blah, blah.
Well, and if you watch the Punxsutawney celebration, you know the Mayor McCheese or whoever's handling it, you know, always has a little scroll that he reads from. Well, when did the groundhog prepare that scroll? You know, like a week before?
Well, that's what I'm
like
saying.
That?
It's
you know,
phony.
That's not a shadow thing anymore. It's just, you know... You know, what can we best guess at? But we have it down solid. You don't rely on any of that artificial stuff. I mean, we are here and we're genuine.
That's true.
We will be the groundhog capital of the world. You know, soon.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. We want to knock Pennsylvania right off the map. Now, I just a little off topic here, but by the way, that's Monday starting at 8:15 in the morning, and we'll go through 11 that morning. An extra hour of programming for all the fun. I know, it's big programming day. The other thing, just off the topic here on our little conversation this morning, light conversation. So did you know that January was divorce month?
I did not know that.
I think that's very interesting.
I think people choose January as the time to make changes, and that might be one of the changes that people, you know, decide to make.
So my question is, as it was last hour, if your divorce is not finalized and you start to see somebody else before the paperwork is signed, what does that say about you? Is that good or bad?
I think that's bad.
See, I think it's bad,
because
too.
That is an affair, despite what the people might think. I mean, a divorce, just a marriage itself, in legal terms, is a contract. And violating that contract before it is terminated... is a violation.
Right. And do you think it's unethical if you have paid somebody money or they're involved somehow in the divorce process, and then you swing a relationship up with them?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Like if there's a
relationship with somebody other than your spouse?
No. Like, let's say you go to a psychiatrist because you're distraught over the divorce, although I can't imagine why somebody would be. And let's say that happens. So then the psychiatrist, you're paying them, but let's say they start liking you. So is it unethical for them to move in on you because they know what's going on with you?
Definitely it is unethical for psychiatrists, attorneys, and other of the professional, to have any relationship of that nature with a client.
So if you have paid the money to somebody in regard to that divorce...
If you're seeing a psychiatrist pro bono and you start in a relationship with that psychiatrist, with that doctor, that is unethical according to their standards. And, of course, you know.
Well, but there's a lot of ways to get involved in a divorce now. I mean, a lot of people do a lot of things. So even if you're not paying the person and they're involved, that's unethical in your opinion.
Yeah. Okay. You could have an attorney-client relationship without the exchange of a single dollar, a single penny, if they could find a penny.
Okay. Well, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're dealing with anybody who is in so-called professions, medical, legal, religious, any of those, you know, professions, they have a code of ethics. They have, you know, they're not allowed to do that with any of their clients.
Well, but they do it anyway.
They do it anyway. Well, I'm not saying it's never happened, you know. It does happen, but it's not ethical.
I think that's right. Well, we're going to be ethical Monday morning starting at 8:15 with the big Groundhog Celebration, and it's year number 4, and it's going to be big, and we are all excited, and Bob's going to have the Groundhog Pizza and a Spam Sandwich. Do you have a guess? You don't know who the Groundhog is. Do you have a guess?
I took a guess a couple weeks
ago. Larry Barnett, right?
And you told me no, or you wouldn't answer.
No, I didn't tell you no, but we can put Larry Barnett down.
You said you wouldn't answer. That was it.
Right. So Larry Barnett, that's a good guess.
That was my guess.
All right.
But if you want me to present a plaque to the individual, you need to tell me on the fly, off the air, what name to put on that plaque. Otherwise, like last year, there will be no plaque. I'm sure Mary Ellen is sitting at home, you know, distraught over the fact that she did not get a Groundhog plaque.
Now, isn't that interesting, though? Why did that not exchange? I mean, because the year before, apparently the information did go back.
You did confide in me, and you said this is who it's going to be, and we have.
So what happened last year?
You didn't tell me.
I don't think you asked.
Oh, I did.
I don't know. We'll have to find the paper trail on that one.
And I did so on the air this year, Phil.
Well, I can't tell you on the air. That would kind of... Well, honestly, I
send it to me on the fly. You know, you've got my email. Dozens and dozens of people will not find out who this is.
Well, there's a reason I can't... I honestly can't say it right now because... I can't get into it.
Is it going to violate somebody's professional ethical standards?
Yes, it would. I don't want to violate ethical standards. I know there's a lot of stuff going on with that in the world now.
Oh, all right. That means it could be a doctor. All right.
It could be a doctor. That's right. It could be a veterinarian, somebody involved with the groundhog.
That would be possible.
It'd be problematic.
And you did not mention in your history there, James Anderson was the first Warren G. Groundhog.
Yes, James Anderson was the first groundhog. That's true.
This gathering will be the biggest gathering of WGH groundhogs that's ever been.
Yeah, there'll be three of them this year, Mary Ellen and James Anderson.
That's right. And the new mystery person.
And the new groundhog.
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right.
See you Monday.
Bye
bye.
See you Monday, bright and early.
All right. Well, it's going to be apparently the groundhog pizza again, not the spam pizza. I think Bob must have an aversion to spam.
I think he said that he thinks all rational people do.
Well, not Jack Kellogg. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Hey, we're up to 1 degree. We've swung 3 degrees. In the last 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
1 degree outside. Jason Schauber, the mayor, Pastor Whitaker, Miranda McGinnis, Larry Barnett. Those are the guesses as to who the groundhog might be this year. Who do you think the groundhog is going to be? Do you have a guess? You don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to think.
You'll have to come up with a guess.
We'd get Ted Williams, I'm sure.
Ted Williams, okay. Well, maybe Ted Williams will be a guess. He's been in the news again. 740-383-9944. And again, if you have an opinion on Divorce Month and how that all shakes out, let me know. Go ahead, caller.
Just one last point.
Oh, sure.
Jack Kellogg is not eating the spam. He's giving it away.
You don't think he'll have a sandwich?
No, he's giving it away.
So he's giving it away.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I like that we'll have Jack Kellogg back here after a 19-year absence away from Groundhog Day.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think having Jack there is always an addition to an event.
The last vestige of Groundhog Day passed.
Well, I guess he's still the longest serving mayor in Marion's history.
There you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on anything we've talked about? Now, here's an interesting topic. I saw this. Bob Bender. Mary guesses Bob Bender. Could be. Another guess to who the groundhog might be. Bob Bender. So we've got Jason Schauber, Mayor Collins, Pastor Whitaker, Miranda McGinnis, Larry Barnett, Ted Williams, Bob Bender. Those are the guesses as to who the groundhog might be. We don't know. Monday morning, 8:45. Show starts at 8:15. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have a guess as to who the groundhog might be? It's exciting. Every year it's like Christmas, 40 days after Christmas. Or was that it? 40 days after Christmas? Is that the...
I think that's what he said.
Okay. I really don't understand the history of Groundhog Day, but whatever.
Well, apparently the Germans did it.
Well, you gotta have something to do on Monday, don't you? You gotta have some kind of show here on Monday. Okay, we talked about it being... this was a story this morning. Light story. Nice little light story. Parade Magazine, you like country music.
Yes.
Has apparently chosen the best country song of all time. And it's the 1990 tearjerker, Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
I don't know.
Best country song of all time.
I don't know that I'd say that. It's a good song. I'm not hating. I mean, I'd put it up there. I mean... But I don't know that I'd... I mean, there are songs I like by Garth Brooks that are better, in my opinion, than that.
Well, it's interesting, because back in October, audio entertainment company SiriusXM released what they believe are the best country songs of all time. Many recognizable hits made the list, such as Taylor Swift's Tim McGraw from her self-titled debut album, Big Bad John by Jimmy Dean, Johnny Cash hit I Walk the Line, Amarillo by Morning by George Strait, but this 90s hit made the top spot. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Those are all good songs.
Yeah, but did you think that would be it?
No. I mean, like I said, there are Garth Brooks songs. I mean, it's a popular song. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I figured that there were... there are Garth Brooks songs that I like better than that one.
Well, me too, and I thought that was kind of strange, is that that would be the one that would be picked.
It's a good party song.
I don't like it, but, there are other Garth Brooks songs, a whole lot of other Garth Brooks songs that I like better than that one.
Well, I agree.
Like Colin Baton Rouge, I think is a great song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Great song.
I like Rodeo. Rodeo, a good song.
Rodeo. What is Rodeo about?
Rodeo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about.
No, I mean, what are some of the lyrics?
Boots and blood, it's dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd.
Oh.
The wide and the knuckle, the gold and the buckle, he'll win the next go around.
See, to me, that seems a little,
No, I like that song.
Not my favorite, but he did some other ones that were pretty good.
Yeah,
he did some tear jerkers.
I'm sure.
Friends in Low Places. I don't think it's a tear jerker.
I'm
Did
sure
they call that a tear
if
jerker?
I looked up his song, I don't think it's a tear jerker. If I looked up Garth Brooks, though, I'm sure I'd find songs I liked better than Rodeo. It's just one of the ones I remember.
Well, here's what I thought I would do this morning when I heard this. That I'm not going to play that, Friends in Low Places, because it, whatever.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's not, but okay. But it's apparently the number one country song of all time, according to Parade Magazine and SiriusXM. But Garth Brooks did a song. It's one of his... It's odd, because a lot of celebrities took part in it. But it doesn't get a lot of play because I think it was... Remember, like, We Are the World? It was kind of like that. It was Garth Brooks' attempt at We Are the World. And they actually played it during the Super Bowl.
What is We Are the World?
We Are the World was a bunch of famous people got together. musicians, and they recorded a song. I think Michael Jackson spearheaded it. But it had a lot of famous people, actors and musicians and so on and so forth. And it was to raise money, I think, for... I can't remember what the cause was. But it was to raise money. So, Garth Brooks tried the same thing in the early 90s. Might have been 1990, for all I know. And the song is called We Shall Be Free. It's a good song, but it doesn't get a lot of play because it was a niche song for that particular time. A lot of celebrities of that era. You might hear some of their voices, but I can't remember exactly what's on this song. That's how long ago it's been. We Shall Be Free. Yeah, see? There you go. Person out there listening knew exactly what I was talking about. So here you go on WGH. We Shall Be Free. Okay. This is Garth Brooks. How about this on a Friday morning? Here, it's not the number one song of all time, but it's much better. So here you go. We Shall Be Free, Garth Brooks. Hey, on our new computer, too. Let's see how good this sounds.
It's very scary.
This ain't coming from no prophet. Just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be. When we're okay,
you see somebody in distress, do the right thing.
There's only one race, and that's mankind.
We're one people, we are one family.
When their shelter over in the forest, again, then we shall be free. When the last thing we notice is the color of skin, and the first thing we look for is the beauty within. When the skies and the oceans
really
are clean again, then we shall be. Choose when this world's big enough for all different views. When we're all free to worship from our own kind of view.
That's why I'm all resistance.
We shall be free. We shall be free.
Not
a thing I'm singing.
You've got to say that will believe in yourself.
Let's take this step straight.
We can make it.
Let's work together to find a cure.
And when morning calls for the very last time, and nobody wants to stay behind, when there's only one race, that's back on our mind. We shall be free.
Let's take care
of we shall be free.
Not too bad. Garth Brooks. see, now to me, that should be the number one song. Oh, our listener knows all the words out there. Maybe she was singing this morning.
Well, that's good.
With the song. That's what you want. But do you think... okay. Puxatony who? Ohio's own Buckeye Chuck. I don't know. Some of Buckeye Chuck.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, we get partial in states. But my thing is that I like that song much better than Friends in Low Places. You know, that's just...
I got friends in low places.
No. I don't know who did the voting on that.
That's a good song.
Yeah, but who voted on that?
Apparently, nobody voted. Apparently, SiriusXM pulled their numbers, and that was the number one listened to country song.
Pulled their numbers for what? Do you think this is the number one country song of all time? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
You could always boost a stream, like a song streams by just, like, I mean, if I can, I mean, it wouldn't, I mean, you, there would have to be a bunch of people like me, but, like, you know, you get, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of people to just put a song on a repeat and, like, just, you know, listen to it for, like, 3 days straight.
That just would not
and
be...
And the streams are boosted, but I don't think that's probably not what happened here. I would assume that that's not what happened. I mean, the song's been out a long time.
That, to me, just would not be the one. I think of all the... We had Chad Clark in the other night, and we're talking about country music. And I would think of all the reams of all the country songs...
I figured it'd be a Hank Williams song.
No, Hank Williams is old.
So Hank Williams is Hank Williams not considered like the goat of country music?
No, I don't think so.
Who is?
I would say Johnny Cash. I said that the other night.
Well, Johnny Cash is probably my personal favorite. I like Johnny Cash, but I mean, I don't know. I like a lot of them. Conway Twitty's good too.
Oh Lord, Conway Twitty. He's like low level.
I like Conway.
He wasn't. He didn't know what he was doing.
What do you mean?
There were some
like tight fitting jeans. What a good song that is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's because, a song.
See, I would have to listen to him. Now, like, there's a current country music era that I can't even understand half of that stuff.
Of the what?
Like the current country music.
Oh yeah,
era.
I don't listen to current country music. It's
like these people, like Jelly Roll. I don't think I've ever heard a Jelly Roll song.
I've listened. I don't know. Modern music is not, I don't know, it all sounds the same, because Jelly Roll was considered country a lot of the time, but, like, he also pops up on rock charts, and he shows up on some hip-hop charts, so, like, he's on rock charts, hip-hop charts, country chart with, like, the same songs, so I don't understand how that whole thing works.
And, like, Luke Bryan, I see him on a lot of shows.
I didn't know Luke Bryan still did whatever.
See,
did.
I don't even know what he does.
Luke Bryan, back in when I was, you know, like 10, you know, Luke Bryan was pretty big.
That's not that long ago, is it?
I mean, 12 years. I mean, in my life, that's over half my lifetime.
Like, I see him on the shows, but I don't know what he does. I couldn't tell you a song that he did.
Let's see here, Luke Bryan. No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Like, who are the big people today in country music? Who's running that show?
Morgan Wallen, I think, is really big right now.
Oh, God. You know, I still don't... And that's a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Luke Combs, maybe? I don't know about that one, though. Megan Maroney. Apparently she's pretty popular right now.
Who's that?
I don't listen to Megan Maroney. You'd have to take that. My mom and sister love Megan Maroney, though, so take
Megan
that.
Megan Maroney.
Yep, take that up with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there are still big country people.
There was somebody recently who... I can't remember who the person was, but apparently there's going to be a concert somewhere. Oh, I can't remember their name. Oh, Keith Urban. Is Keith Urban still around? He's got a divorce, didn't he? Hey, it's divorce month. January.
I'm pretty sure. He probably still tours, but I don't know that Keith Urban makes music anymore.
Was he country music?
I think he was country music.
And he's Australian.
I think
that's
so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you divorce Nicole Kidman?
I don't know who that
now
is.
Well, that was his wife.
Well, I understand that, but I don't know who that
is.
That
also used to be Tom Cruise's wife.
Oh, well, that's why you divorced her. She's a Scientologist.
No, I don't think she was a Scientologist.
Well, you gotta be. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you gotta be to be married to Tom Cruise. He's like the head guy.
I think they've all made mistakes.
Miscavige.
I think they've all made mistakes.
Like who?
Well, the people who've divorced her.
Why?
Because she still looks presentable.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who she is, and I wouldn't. I'm not a fan of. You know.
Well, yeah. She's an actress.
Oh, good for her, I guess. I know.
Well, anyway, my point was.
What has she played in?
Oh, she's been in all the big ones.
But
my point is that country music had a big surgence, I think, in the 50s. And that's when you got your Johnny Cashes and that whole group. And maybe the 60s as well, like the Dolly Partons first started to emerge and the Willie Nelsons and that era. And then it died off for a long, long time. And then you had another little resurgence in the 80s, and you saw like Kenny Rogers pop in there. Not too many in the 80s.
Kenny Rogers didn't have all that many good songs.
But he did movies and things. But so he comes in, and then in the 90s, though, the 90s, it had a because Garth Brooks came in, and all of a sudden, country music was a thing. And he came in, and a whole lot of people came in under his purview. You know, Reba McEntire, all those people just flooded in under him.
Is he the same one that got Taylor Swift started?
Well, she would have been in that era, starting.
Well, no, but isn't there, like, somebody that she, like, specifically, like...
I don't know who she credits.
McGraw.
Maybe Tim McGraw. But he would have been in that era as well. So they all kind of come in that era. And then there's another down period. And then it never really... I don't know that it ever really fully recovered to anything after the 90s.
Well, I don't think country music is really around anymore, at least into the extent that it was. I mean, country, I think, used to be somewhat of a very defined genre. Now, like I said, I mean, Jelly Roll's considered country, but he'll pop up on like three or four different kind of music charts, so I don't know what genre he really is. Taylor Swift used to be country, but apparently she abandoned it at some point, went to pop.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, country music is pretty much going pop-ish. I mean, anything that's country is more pop country at this point.
Right, so I don't know, and some of these songs are very weird. They have weird titles. Maybe they're running out of material.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of the country songs of today sound the same. I mean, they write about the same things. I mean, you know, like the heartbreak songs, you know, beer drinking songs, you know, like tractors, trucks, that kind of thing.
You know, I had a song... somebody wanted me to listen to like a month ago, and I listened to it. It was okay.
What song was it?
I can't remember.
Well, okay.
But I remember thinking, what's this song really about? How does this, you know, okay.
Is this the what's the song called? Fancy Like? Is that the name of the song?
No. Well, that was over a year ago.
Oh.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, time flies.
Yeah, time flies. No. This one, I kind of can't even remember the guy's name. God, isn't that terrible?
Do you know the words to any of
it? No. It had a weird title, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was like Coffee Grounds or something like that. Weird title.
Coffee Grounds.
It's not, it probably was not Coffee Grounds, let's be honest here. Probably not Coffee Grounds, but it was something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what comes to my mind. But it was a weird song. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think people just hear what they want to hear. But the number one country song of all time is Friends in Low Places, apparently.
I disagree, but
well,
I guess numbers...
Can't disagree with Parade Magazine and Sirius XM.
Do people even still listen to Sirius XM?
Well, apparently somebody does.
Like, I don't know. I think Bluetooth is kind of taking SiriusXM out of the game.
By the way, guesses for the Groundhog, Jason Schauber, the mayor, Pastor Whitaker, Miranda McGinnis, Larry Barnett, Ted Williams, Bob Bender. If you have a guess as to who the Groundhog might be, Let us know, 740-383-9944. See, trying to do fun topics this morning. Number one country song. January's divorce month. I think it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. I was thinking.
Nothing.
I was thinking about the song we listened to there. It kind of reminds me of like the house I live in, but the house I live in is a better song. Better song than that.
Better song. You know? Did you hear about people going out and shoveling, and they die while they're out there shoveling the snow?
You know, it's funny you mention that because you see what I'm wearing right now. This is not like the same thing, but I had pretty much I had jeans on, the same shoes, I had socks, and I had a flannel on, and I was outside, and I shoveled me a parking spot for like an hour and a half with nothing but jeans, sneakers, and a flannel, standing out in the cold.
Yeah, I don't think
shoveling a parking spot.
Well, I don't know that the cold does them in. I think it's the exercise of the shoveling of the snow, because that's not light work, and most people aren't, you know, lifting iron, pumping iron every day.
Are you going to have a heart attack shoveling snow?
There's a regular at Kroger who apparently went down this week. Now, I don't know if they were shoveling snow, but they found him out in the driveway, I guess.
I thought they had slipped.
See, I think that's suspect to me.
But I don't know. Yeah, I heard secondhand, so...
How does anybody know?
Somebody apparently talked to somebody they knew.
Somebody came up to me last night and said they were going to find out when this person's visitation was, and they were going to go. There is no Kroger employee. No. Well, there probably isn't an employee either. But there is no customer who I would go to their visitation. I mean, that's nice if you want to do that. It just ain't something I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, I like the, you know, there are customers who come in that I like. You know, we're friendly when they're in there. But, like, you know, I think that me going to that's a bit much.
What are you going to say? How did you know them? Well, Kroger.
They shop a
they
lot.
Shop. They shop. They like to shop.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when I heard that last night.
Yeah.
I thought, well, whatever.
That's beyond
well, good.
Me.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And it's always the kind of offbeat people. Because the guy was kind of offbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have any conversations with him, but I could see the way he talked to people and...
Nice enough guy.
Nice enough guy.
He'd always, you know, say, you know, thank you, bud, and then he'd leave. And also, he filed, like, reports on everybody that were, like, positive, so that's...
Oh, yeah,
nice.
That's what he used to do.
Yes.
Well, those are out the window.
Yes, they are.
Maybe that's what they're mourning.
All those
the
good
reports are out the window. But no, I don't like anybody that much, to be honest with you, who come. I can't think of a coworker who, you know, if they dropped over, that I would go to the thing.
I could think of a few.
Not me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe not, like, specifically coworker, but I have coworkers who I consider friends. I hang out with them outside of work and things like that, so I'd probably...
Well, is that a friend or is that a coworker?
Well, I wouldn't hang out with a coworker outside of work.
No, but doesn't friend... Trump coworker,
I guess.
There you go.
So you like leveled up.
Well, I'm talking about a coworker, somebody you work with. You probably have a good time with while you're there.
Well, yeah. If I don't talk to you while I'm not at work, yeah.
Right. As much as I like you at work, and as much as we might have a good time, you know, when you go, you go.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No, and but this guy. God bless his heart. If you, I don't know. It just sounds to me like he was shoveling. But whatever. He went on to his reward anyway. I don't think there's any way to unding that bell.
I didn't know it was common to just have a heart attack while shoveling.
Oh, like
snow.
50 people have had heart attacks recently from shoveling snow.
I told my mother that I was outside shoveling snow and nothing but the flannel I had on, and she was freaking out, acting like I was going to have a heart attack. And I was like, "Who's I apparently didn't know that, because I'm pretty sure I said something along the lines of, who's having heart attacks while shoveling snow?" And apparently a lot of people.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a common thing.
I guess snowblowers.
Because people go out to do it, and they're not in the physical shape to do it.
Well, how much are you shoveling?
Well, in this storm, it would have been a lot if you didn't have anybody blowing any snow.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess I don't know how big your driveway is or anything like that, but I mean, you could just, like, I shoveled out a spot big enough for my car, and I shoveled out the walkway.
See, here's the problem. If you could do it over again after having that heart attack and dropping dead, you probably would have just stayed inside.
Probably.
Right. But people are antsy, and they want to get out. You know, well, that doesn't get you out very far. And frankly, I just don't like the idea of being found in the driveway.
Why?
Well, that's what they talk about. They found him in the driveway. I've heard that so many times in the life. They found him in the driveway.
Well,
whatever.
But you're dead.
Yeah, I won't hear it. But
yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter to you.
You have to think at some point what people are going to remember. Hey, you remember what's his name? Oh yeah, they found him in the driveway.
Well, I don't think that's what they're going to remember.
Oh, they remember that.
Well, I'm sure they're going to remember that.
Oh yes, they remember that.
There's going to be like, you know, memories of the fellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. They can share him at the visitation there, I guess. Oh, what was your favorite thing about them? Well, the way they picked lettuce. I just don't understand it. Maybe I'm off base on this one.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think... Well, I wouldn't be going to a customer's funeral. Or visitation, I guess.
Whatever. Anyway, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. 1 degree. Partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. It's an interesting thing. See, I don't know what the protocol is on all this.
Like?
Well, there obviously is some protocol where people feel obligated to go. Now, how well did you have to know the person to go?
Oh, pretty well. I was going to say I'm not a fan of funerals and the like, but I think that's obvious. I don't think anybody is. But I would rather just not go.
Well, I think most people would rather not go. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but no, but like, they go.
Right, but okay, so what's the obligation? What kind of relationship do you have to have with this person to go?
I mean, I've gone to... like family. That's
no family, right? But I'm saying general public customers aren't going to hit that list.
Well, I don't think. Well, I mean, if I'm referring to you as general public, odds are I'm not going to your visitation.
And I don't understand cards. I've said this before. People give you cards.
There's nothing wrong with a card.
I don't need a card. What are you going to do with a card?
I kept a card that they gave me.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I think.
My card.
I had it somewhere.
I got one card in the entire time of working at that place, and apparently got lost in the mail.
I didn't know they mailed it. Somebody gave it to me.
Oh, no. Mine apparently was mailed and lost in the mail. And nobody seemed that broken up that it was lost in the mail. So I thought, well, why do I even need this card?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if you ask somebody what they wrote in the card, they could tell you.
You go around asking people that?
No, I wrote the card.
Right, there you go. We're going to break. Stay tuned.
How do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's